Dermatologin, your online portal for podcasts, dermatology, aesthetic medicine, and much more. From doctors for you. More information can be found at our website, www.derma-2-login.com/en. Allergic rhinitis. Your nose is stuffy and running. Your eyes are itchy, and breathing while outdoors is suddenly much more strenuous. Spring is here, and with it, allergic rhinoconjunctivitis and allergic asthma. Allergic rhinitis is a commonly occurring symptom in individuals with atopic tendencies. Patients develop itchiness in and around the nasal region, leading to airway obstruction and frequent sneezing attacks. In this lesson, we will discuss how to treat allergic rhinitis in particular and discuss important therapeutic measures. Seasonal allergic rhinitis, commonly known as hay fever, is an immediate allergic reaction, a type 1 hypersensitivity response. As a brief review, recall that allergic reactions are categorized into four types. The type 1 hypersensitivity reaction, which can be the most dangerous of all allergy types, is an immune reaction mediated by IgE and mast cells. It is also associated with anaphylactic shock. When an allergen, the most common being airborne pollen, comes into contact with the immune system through the cells of the respiratory tract, IgE antibodies bind to mast cells, which in turn release histamine. Histamine is a biogenic amine that leads to vasodilation and increased vascular permeability. For this reason, the nasal mucous membrane swells and nasal breathing becomes difficult for those affected. If the eyes are also involved, this is referred to as allergic rhinoconjunctivitis. Genetic components are the predominant causal factors for the development of this disease. For example, the risk of developing allergic rhinitis is doubled if one parent is also affected, and quadrupled if both parents are allergic. Other risk factors include being of the male sex, exposure to cigarette smoke, or not having been breastfed as a child. As the root cause of allergic rhinitis is closely related to that of atopic dermatitis, special attention should be paid to the skin of patients with hay fever, as they are prone to developing atopic dermatitis as well. A prick test is suitable for diagnostic purposes. In addition, there are antibody tests in which the total IgE and allergen-specific IgE antibodies are measured. A radioallergosorbent test, or RAST, is a blood test using a radioimmunoassay to detect specific IgE antibodies. If allergic rhinitis is confirmed not only clinically, but also through diagnostic testing, various treatment options are available. On the one hand, antihistamine therapy can treat the symptoms. The allergy, however, can still persist. On the other hand, there are now established hyposensitization therapies in which the immune system is trained to tolerate the allergen. There are two different variants, SCIT and SLIT. SCIT, or SCIT, stands for subcutaneous immunotherapy. SLIT, or SLIT, for sublingual immunotherapy. As the name implies, in subcutaneous immunotherapy, the allergens are injected subcutaneously. Initially, the allergen dose is very low and is increased over the course of the treatment. Injections are carried out in regular intervals every 4 to 6 weeks until a maintenance dose is reached and the immune system no longer excessively reacts to the allergen. The duration of treatment is typically 3 years. With sublingual therapy, the allergens are placed as tablets under the tongue and are absorbed through the oral mucosa. In contrast to subcutaneous therapy, sublingual immunotherapy takes place daily, and the dose increase is implemented at a faster interval. Any hyposensitization therapy should be performed only by a certified allergist, as both SLIT and SCIT therapy can lead to complications and undesired effects. Examples include minor swelling at the injection site with hives up to allergic shock and airway obstruction. Alternative therapies in addition to antihistamine therapy are, for example, treatment with glucocorticosteroids, for example, in the form of nasal sprays, as well as consistent avoidance of allergens. That was the podcast from Dermatologin. We're looking forward to seeing you at our next podcast and at our courses online or in person. For dates of current and future courses, as well as more information, head to our website, www.derma-2-login.com/en.